Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With a quarterback, it's like a tea bag. You don't know what you have until you put it in hot water. You know our mentality. Big people beat up little people, so we're going to continue to try to find big people. Dumb people do dumb things, and smart people really do dumb things. We're an equal opportunity scoring offense. What would it take to get Lane to be 300 and play offensive tackle? And he said a cheeseburger in a week. You know, we're not trying to knock over milk cartons at a county fair. Did you guys like him? How'd I do?
We're from Philadelphia, and we fight.
Chip Kelly earlier today, did he reveal it? Jack,
I think it was revealed. I don't think
it was revealed that he tested positive for COVID earlier, like the beginning of the pandemic. So Chip and Doug, the last two Eagles coach, both testing positive. So it just shows you that, you know, anybody can get it.
Time yours.
We're back. No, Andy has not. Hope, you know, thank God he hasn't tested positive. So there you go, Chip. And I mean, I don't know what's going on with college football, but you're seeing, I guess it was the Sky West Conference, which plays in the subdivision. They're going to push it to...
Say, never heard of it.
Yeah, it's...
Sky West?
It's like Idaho and those type colleges. Mm-hmm. They're pushing it to the spring, so they're not going to play until the spring. Now, the difference is a lot of their players don't have eyes on the NFL, or like they need to play for have eyes on the NFL. So top prospects in college football, they're going to look at it and say, I'm not playing in the spring.
Yeah, the major conferences are playing next month.
Yes.
They've already released schedules.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe slightly less games depending with some of the –
That's even better.
Yeah.
All I need is the Power 5 conferences. I don't need the other games and all the other nonsense. I don't watch that anyway. I only watch Big Ten football and SEC matchups.
As long as they have on ESPN2, Indiana and Illinois on Saturday afternoon with Beth Mowins doing the game.
Oh, that's going to be there.
I'm happy.
But because they're all conference games, there is no big major non-conference games you're going to get. Everything is going to be an SEC matchup, Pac-12 matchup, Big 12 matchup.
Good games.
Big Ten matchup. So it's football, man.
I'm in. Let's go to T in Collegeville. What's up, T? Happy Friday, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up to my old heads? How y'all doing?
What's up, T?
What's up, T? Hey, man. Why you let Hank do you like that, man?
I mean, what do you want me to do?
That was brutal, man.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, T came out for everybody for you, man. That was brutal, man.
All right, he set me up pretty good, T.
No, man, I heard the anticipation, the excitement in his voice. I just look at Johnny Marks. I could see Johnny Marks' look in his face. Like, I know he ain't falling for this, right?
No, I think he fooled all of us.
He did. I didn't know that was coming.
I never talked to him before, so I didn't know.
Earlier in the show, Hank from Germantown, out of nowhere, turned heel and called Carson Wentz a donkey.
Yes.
Not a stallion.
Yes.
Not a Bronco.
All right. So, yo. Shout out to the Flyers for one, and I'm concerned, man. This Sixers thing is getting more and more ridiculous. I tell you what,
we're screwed, T. We're screwed now.
Man, I was saying that before, but now it's just you just put a fork in that thing. It's done. And on top of that, too, hey, man. Well, remember we talked about a while ago? I told you Howie was telling us things with subliminal messages. What did he just tell us with this Vinnie Curry, man? You see this?
Yeah.
Vinny T, we got to go because your children are screaming in the background, but thank you. Mm-hmm. Vinnie Curry signed 1 year. I saw $2 million contract. It was reported he turned down less money from, or he turned more down more money from the Browns because he wanted to come back to Philly, which is probably smart. You know, grew up an Eagles fan from at least the Jersey area.
The guy won a Super Bowl here.
Yep.
Why would I go to Cleveland?
Well, I mean, less the money was like.
Ridiculously more. Yeah. Why would I go to Cleveland?
thoughts on what does the Vinnie Curry signing say to what you about the Eagles? That just they wanted a veteran there in case anything happened, and Vinnie Curry's the right guy? Pretty good last year?
Yeah, I mean, it says to me that they always knew they needed a veteran defensive lineman to be in their rotation, and they didn't want to have to overspend for anybody. So Vinnie probably was always on their radar. They've probably been in contact with him throughout the offseason, and he was fielding offers from other teams. And listen, if somebody's going to throw a boatload of money at you, you know, to go sign somewhere and it's a good situation, meaning you may have a chance to win another title, then maybe Vinny entertains that. But if the Eagles are sitting there offering you a couple million to come back and be in the rotation of your home, of the team you grew up rooting for and the team you won the Super Bowl with a couple years ago, you know, Vinny's already proven that he'll come back to Philadelphia. He did that after one year in Tampa.
I couldn't wait to come back.
Yeah, I mean, most Eagles people aren't looking to get out of Philadelphia.
How many ends does a team normally keep? Like, I guess that's the question, and this is
going to... Here's the thing, the difference with him, he's an end and a tackle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have good depth at the tackle, too, but you're right, he's versatile.
Know. Yeah.
Sharif Miller he's obviously on the bubble. Who knows if he's going to make the team. Josh Sweat, maybe. So, well, I mean, listen, he played well in limited time last year. So, let's go to Dominic in Cherry Hill. Hi, Dom.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Yo, Dom. What's up?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have two things. I'm going to touch on the Phillies really quickly just because of Aaron Boone and the savages in the box that they are, unless there's air horns. I mean, does it get any softer than that mentally, that you have to compare your team to golfers going to a golf course and getting an air horn when you're trying to swing where it's the Major League Baseball and they're, you know, supposed to be noise? I mean, my God, come up with a better excuse next time.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't even understand why they would even bring that up. Like, you, especially when you lose. Like, I can understand if you won and you were and jokingly made poke fun at the fans out there. That's one thing. But when you lose, you don't bring up stuff like this. Like, can you imagine if one of our manager or one of our players started blaming an air horn at an opposing team stadium as a reason why they couldn't get hits or get guys out? Like, we would rip them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's that cocky kid, you know, that you're growing up with. He's used to winning.
Oh, Dom, your phone sucks today. Sorry, but yeah, getting back into it. And the Phils and the Braves, so they remained out at Citizens Bank Park tonight. The Fandemic crew that had the air horn, we spoke to them earlier in the show, and I think they cooled out on the air horn after why am I blanking on his name? Aaron Boone went out to the mound. And complained about it, but you know, I think they can still use it down there. Give me the starting.
They want to. I don't even know if they're gonna get this game in tonight. I just saw lightning.
Did you really?
Yep.
Well, you may hear some. And coming up at 6 o'clock is leading off with Joe Giglio, but you may have say a couple of delays tonight. And I think it's supposed to be kind of off and on. But you're right. It's gloomy out there right now, Ike. So, all right, let's go to Mark in South Philly. Mark, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
What's up, man?
What's up, Mark?
Mike, thanks for the service.
Appreciate it, brother.
thank you. Listen, I mean, as far as I don't care if you guys want to jump on the bandwagon. More the merrier. What happened when the Sixers were tanking? Did anybody say all of a sudden once they got good, like, hey, you can't come on here because we were losing?
Of course not.
Right.
You were. So why not? I mean, I know Ike's a former baseball – or no, I'm sorry, former football player. Jack's a former college baseball player. And Johnny.
Jack!
A former replacement kicker, so I know like hockey's not your best sport, but why not just come on?
Yeah, it's like with
I
baseball.
Love it, Mark. Appreciate it, brother.
Mark, not everybody is, and great to talk to you. Not everybody's a huge baseball fan, right? Like mm-hmm. Jack, the major baseball head. We love baseball, mm-hmm. right? But when the Phillies were good, you think everybody down at Citizens Bank Park was watching the Phillies in 2003?
Diehard baseball fans,
there with their Utley jersey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if you're good. More people pay attention. You watch. You're like, wow, this is really cool. And that's what's happening with the Flyers right now.
Yep.
And I think it's a good thing. 215-592-9494. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you'd like to join one of the greatest teams in the area, Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. You can apply at chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up, Marks and Reese text line, the rest of your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But hey, listen, let's talk about DraftKings for a second. Long wait is over. Golf Surf's major. Yep. going on right now. And the Gophers are in San Francisco. They're teeing off. They're competing. And there's no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate golf's first major all weekend long, special odds and promotions are going on. And all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook's boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer that includes player props, day-by-day action, even hole-by-hole live betting. And as football season is clear in our sights, DraftKings Sportsbook has rolled out a season-long football pick'em pool with $2 million in prizes for grabs. So make your picks and watch the games unfold. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe, secure, and reliable betting app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Philly when you sign up, and for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook's going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code Philly when you sign up. Only.
Everybody standing here at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. An armada of nautical craft gathered in McCovey Cove beyond the right field wall. Bonds one home run away from history. And he swings! And there's a long one deep in the right center field. Way back there. It's gone! A home run! Into the center field bleachers to the left of the 421-foot marker. An extraordinary shot to the deepest part of the yard. And Barry Bonds with 756 home runs. He has hit more home runs than anyone who has ever played the game.
Today is the anniversary of, Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's record for career home runs. We're back. Marks and Reese.
Well, to some, he broke the record.
Yeah,
the record still stands.
I know the record doesn't still stand because he did break the record, and I don't think they're taking it away. But, I mean, he's a cheat. There's no doubt about that. He cheated better than anybody else. He's the best steroid abuser ever.
And that's why to some people won't honor him. Nobody cares that he hit 756. It's whether or not people celebrate him doing it. That's the real thing.
Yes, that is the correct question.
Yes.
I do not. No, I mean.
And I wasn't a Barry Bonds fan, but Barry Bonds is the best hitter I've ever seen. And it's not even close. I won't say he's the best baseball player I've ever seen, but far as being at the plate and hitting, I don't think I've seen anybody do it better than Barry Bonds.
Well, there were a couple of those years he would maybe get one pitch to hit during an entire game, and he would hit a home run. They with the bases loaded, they would intentionally walk him.
Yeah, it's easier to give up one run than to give up four.
Yeah, he had some pretty impressive years. In 2004, he had 232 walks. He batted .362 with an on-base percentage of .609.
Yeah, if you go through his baseball reference page, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the numbers are just, yeah, I mean.
They're unbelievable.
It's Barry freaking Bonds.
He had 120 intentional walks in 1 year.
Well, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And like, obviously the PEDs helped, but it wasn't just this guy that got all juiced up and went up there and was hitting home runs like Brady Anderson. This guy really knew how to play the game. I mean,
he's a Hall of Famer.
His eye at the plate was unlike any other.
He was a Hall of Famer before the roids.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely.
But he wasn't the player that he was after the roids, though, before the roids.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Make sure we make that clear.
He was like a 5-tool, 25-homer guy.
Yes, yes.
And he turned into...
He wasn't better than my favorite guy,
When did he start doing the juice, though? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, in the 90s, late 90s.
Didn't he do it right after Griffey and McGuire were going for the home run chase?
Sosa.
That's 98.
No, but Griffey was in the same
because
category.
In 93, so yes. His home run numbers starting in, we'll just say in 1992, 34, 46, 37, 33, 42, 40.
Good numbers.
37.
He did the 40-40.
39, and then in 2000 had 49, then 73 at age 36. 46, 45, 45. I mean,
I think that's the big thing is the age he was doing it at.
Yeah.
Look at his 2007 season. He's 42 and he still was unreal.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the age he was doing it at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because guys like Mike Schmidt to a lesser extent, but Dale Murphy was an MVP and he was 33 years old. He was done.
Right.
And, you know, Barry Bonds at 36 had 73 home runs. So.
Yeah, which we know is virtually impossible to do without some type of aid.
Correct. In fact, his head got bigger, too, and he had to, you know.
Well, we know he did. He just said he didn't know it was steroids. He took the clear. right? The cream.
The clear or the cream.
Yeah.
I'll take some clear.
Yeah.
All right. Let's tell you, today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you're looking to join the best team in town, Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. Apply at chickiesandpete's.com. Let's go to the Marks
and he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. So who of the big time cheats, does Clemens belong in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would always like to know.
So does Pete Rose.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, if those guys belong in it, he belongs in it.
Yeah, but it's apples and oranges, right? Like
Not in my mind, it's not.
Well, in
well, probably what they did is worse than what Pete did.
No.
Okay. Some people it is. Gambling's legal for everybody nowadays.
I know, but you still can't bet.
Yeah, we know that. We know all the ins and outs of it. I'm just telling you that guys that cheat in the integrity of the game and they alter wins and all that other stuff with home runs and all that, yeah, if they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, so does Pete Rose in my mind.
Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. A Friday Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
DJ Johnny Marks on the Wheels of Steel. His Here Come the Sixers remix is off the hook. Heard he's collabing with Funkmaster Flex on the Eagles fight song. Can't wait for that to drop. Scott from Delco.
What's up, Scott?
Scott went Funkmaster Flex on you?
I'm not disagreeing.
You know
with
who Flex is?
Sure.
Okay.
One of the original DJs, producers, etc.
Okay.
He's good. What's next?
Herb in the Northeast wishes he was the legend Hank in Germantown is. Ryan from Gloucester City.
Oh, I thought that might be Joe.
Joe New Hope.
New Hope, yeah.
Well, I do have to say, we should podcast the Hank call. He was a total savage. You know, nice older man.
Yeah, I think we're kind of overplaying the Hank call.
Are we?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was unexpected.
But it was for the moment. But if we overplay it,
then it's not as good.
Exactly. Come on, let the moment breathe.
Well, a lot of people are asking about it. They missed it. You know what's next?
That's why we put it out there.
There you go.
Listening to T-Mac now, and I could tell he was doing it on purpose. Jordan Montgomery on his way to the ballpark.
Yes, T-Mac joined us earlier, and we gave him a chance to explain himself. He was found not guilty of intentionally screaming while the Yankees were pitching. It was fairly obvious. What's next?
Hey, Marks, that's why you're not a Philly guy. We booed the McNabb pick, not McNabb. Angelo is a Philly guy. You are not. Gary in Maryland.
Yeah.
Wow. In Maryland, no less.
Right. Yeah, they weren't booing McNabb. They were booing the pick. And if you booed the pick but not McNabb, you're a fool because it was the wrong move. Like, when are you going to get that? You wanted a running back with the second overall pick. You wanted a running back that wasn't even the first running back that was taken because you listen to other people that are telling you what to do, right? A true Philly guy would stand up for what was right, and I was right, and other people were right too. How about that? What's up, Jack?
Donovan here.
Mike can't call himself a baseball guy anymore after that comment. He's out. All baseball guys appreciate great at-bats like Andrew Knapp. Joe and New Hope.
Yeah, you know, I was a little disappointed in baseball-like.
Yeah, just keep it real.
We were talking about the Brett Myers walk to get Shane Victorino up.
Yeah, it's overplayed.
I thought it was a great at-bat, a great moment.
A great moment?
A great moment.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Only we would think a walk, a 9-pitch at-bat is a great moment
right.
in Philly's history. I don't care if he's facing Nolan Ryan. It's a 9-pitch at bat. So what?
He fouled off like 5 pitches in a row.
And that's what makes us great baseball fans is we recognize a walk is more exciting than a normal play,
and
than
it was
a home run.
And the crowd was anticipating.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Too bad you're not going to convince me.
Great moment. What's up?
Hey, Ike. I got more where that came from. He's a donkey. Hank in Germantown.
Well, we hope Hank has actually called one other time I remember him calling in. I didn't remember this time Hank from before. The name was familiar.
Mm-hmm. But see, now Hank has outed himself, so he won't be as good the next time. The beauty of the call was he was going one way and flipped at the end. You can't duplicate that anymore. That's over now.
He could reinvent himself, though, as a member of the anti-LTBB.
Sure, he can. I'm just saying, but you can't fool me. That's the funny part of the bit.
Yeah, he fooled you. Yeah.
Right. No, and you too. And everybody else that was listening. I know.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Our Twitter question of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased during the month of August. Shop local. Buy her the ring that you want now. Details are at marks-jewelers.com. Is Mike Trout still a Philly guy? Right now, 51% say yes, Ike. 51-49, Jack Fritz. Is this your influence?
I'm glad. I'm glad people are finally seeing the light.
Wow. Yeah. That would have been 95-5 before.
Yeah, well, that was before he signed his contract in L.A. and turned his back on the city.
That's true.
Really, if I remember correctly, we were putting out Brian Dawkins or Mike Trout, and the only person that beat Trout was Dawkins.
Right.
Wow, the mighty have fallen. All right, a couple phone calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Joe and Trenton. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Joseph.
What's up, Joe?
Two quick things. I think I called this show, I want to say, before the pandemic happened and said, to get value for Ben Simmons, go get De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield and build around Embiid. Because I seen it from the moment they drafted him, he couldn't even take LSU anywhere. And that division in itself, that conference is trash when it comes to basketball, and he couldn't do nothing there. True. So that should have been an eye-opener. Number two, is there any way that you guys can talk to the powers-to-be to get you guys on Saturday 5, 6 in the morning? Because I think I'm tired of Angelo every Saturday morning on my way to work.
Yeah, we'll run that by Spike. We do the best of Angelo Cataldi on Saturday mornings.
Well, mm-hmm. We need the best of Ike and John on Saturdays.
Okay.
Saturday. There you go. Thank you, Joe. Yes.
I will not put that in the suggestion box, but I will say happy birthday to Brett Eskin, our brand manager and program director, Spike Eskin.
Spike Eskin.
Yes. Happy birthday, Spike.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's taking his day off.
Happy 50th.
Yes, almost 50.
He's not going to appreciate that.
Not yet. He's creeping deeper towards that, though. As am I.
As we all are.
As we all
are.
Yeah,
except for Jack,
who still has a great.
Still has 25 years to go.
Oh, God. All right, George in North Wilmington. George, they have like 30 seconds. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's almost pitch dark here. It's pouring rain. It's heading your way.
Yep.
And it doesn't look good. But I just wanted to say, hop on that Flyers train. We got Lauren Hart in the dining car singing. Or you can come to my man cave. I got orange lava lamps and Flyers gear. And I cleared my schedule for tomorrow because I don't know what time the game is. And I watched it last night, enjoyed every second. And I watched it a second time when they played it real late at night. And they won again. It was great.
Awesome.
Thank you, George.
I love the orange lava lamp, too.
Oh, yeah.
Your lava lamp guy? Man, listen, a lava lamp in college? Woo, I thought I was doing something.
Do you have a black light, too?
Did we have a black light? I think we did. No, I think we just had a red light in our room. Like, me and my roommate, we thought we were really doing something, man. Yeah, we thought we had one of those player's balls. We threw a player's ball. Outkast, remember the song, The Player's Ball?
Mm-hmm.
Not you, Jack.
Sure.
But Outkast, yes. The player. Oh, man.
But Outkast was good.
That's when we were in school during that time, and we actually threw a player's ball in our dorm room.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a
your dorm room?
Yeah, the RA did not like that.
I bet they didn't.
How big was your dorm room?
Wasn't that big.
Wasn't
at
that
all.
Big.
Yeah. Wasn't that big, believe me.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio leading off. He'll get you set for the game tonight. Phils and Braves at some point. I know it doesn't look good out there right now, but I hope they get the game in.
Jeez.
Ike, I am off for a week.
What?
I'm off next week.
I love bye weeks.
Yes, I'll be down the shore. So if you see a guy with James Spader or Lenny Dykstra or Nick Foles on his back in Sea Isle on the beach, that's me.
There you go.
So
get rid of that guy. Get to the beach. Social distance.
Social
wear your mask.
Wear my mask. Absolutely. I'll enjoy my time off.
Enjoy it, brother.
I'll talk to you guys coming up next to Giglio. Leading off, Phils and Braves tonight. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.